Well, it was good to get a win. The fans did a great job in the first half of the ball game, especially with the crowd noise. I think they enjoyed being at the University of Minnesota here, and hopefully we'll continue to give them some good football to watch. Before the game, some of the things I talked about with the players were I wanted to know if we would play fast and smart, and I think we did that for the most part. I wanted to be great in execution, and right off the bat, the first drive we went down, we got a. I didn't even see you guys over there. I think 2-3 and outs on defense, and so we did that. And in-game communication was important for us as a staff to be able to communicate to handle all the situations. And actually, that went excellent. And then lastly, I said we need to take care of the football. And we did a great job with that offensively tonight. We did a great job there. We did have, and we got one turnover on defense. So, all in all, we still have a lot of work to do with the field position. We didn't get a chance to flip the field position in the second half. Our offense did some great things. They moved the ball from inside their own 10-yard line, I think, twice, and then we let them back in. We didn't catch two punts. There was a lot of mistakes, a lot of things we can get corrected, but I do like how this team works. I like how they concentrate on the sideline. They were all into it even when they were out of the game. But we have to develop the fortitude and the killer instinct at the end of the football game to not let it come down to one play or one situation here or there.
Mike, what did you think of the first experience here at TCF, being outside and everything?
It was great. It was regular, good old football. I thought the fans were great. Obviously, this is a great facility here. I talked about, to the team the other night, you guys ask me all the time, how can we make this a home field advantage? Well, the easiest way is to win. Play harder, play smarter, and be more physical than the team that you're playing. It doesn't matter where you play, if you don't win, you can't make it a home field advantage. So it's good to get a win under our belt, and even though it's just a preseason. But I do like this football team.
In terms of Matt Castle, is that exactly what you wanted to see out of him in that first drive there?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. He hit the seven route. He made a couple big throws, I believe, on third down. He played like a veteran. He had control in the huddle. The communication between Norv and Scott and him was very, very good. And we get Adrian back in there, then, I think that'll help some.
Your impressions of Teddy?
I thought Teddy started out. He made a great throw on the bootleg. The first play was in there, and we had six men on the line of scrimmage, and then he went to there was a couple times in the game when he just didn't act like a veteran. Things happened that he hadn't seen before, and so those are all great experiences for him. But he made some great throws. There was a couple mishaps he had, but I think Teddy's going to be a great player.
You ever seen a situation where a crowd is chanting his name before he ever even
throws the pass? Well, usually the backup quarterback is always the favorite guy, right? But they should be excited about Teddy. That's, they're going to be cheering for him for a long, long time.
With all the adjustments that the stadium made for the Vikings' arrival, was there anything that you were really impressed with or anything you felt that needed improvement?
I don't know. That's kind of out of my realm a little bit. I just, it was a great experience for us to get here. This was the first time really that we've been here as a football team. And it was a great experience to be able to come in here to kind of get the lay of the land. I didn't know how to get out to the field when I got here where the locker room was, where my locker room was. And that's always a little bit unnerving for a team when you don't know exactly where you're going. Most of the stadiums that we've been to in the NFL, we've all been there before. So all of these, especially the young guys, the rookies, the young guys like Teddy, it's all completely new experience for them. But But, you know, I was impressed with the crowd. I was impressed with really the way everything was handled.
Mike, how much is Thielen's ability to do things on special teams aid his cause? You know, the practice squad a year ago. Thielen?
I think he had a heck of a catch on third down, didn't he, one time? And then he returned a nice punt. He went down and covered kicks. You know, we've got a saying there, the more you can do.
Were you pleased with the contributions you got from, you know, rookies, guys like Barr, McKinnon, I think Shamar Stephen tied for the team lead in tackles?
Yeah, you know, all those, you know, McKinnon obviously showed up the most because he was carrying the ball. But I think Barr did fine. It was, you know, I didn't give him enough chances probably to blitz last night or tonight. I was already thinking about tomorrow. Probably didn't blitz him enough. You know, I said after about the third or fourth series, I said I got to get him going a little bit more. But for the most part, I thought they all did, you know, what we expect.
Mike, you said a few guys that weren't on the inactives list pregame, Marcus, Josh, Andrew. What was the thinking behind that?
They all had little nicks.
What's wrong with Marcus?
Marcus. A little hammy.
Is that a back?
Tight back.
With all this,
I just woke up with it one.
Safety's hurt, obviously. Kurt Coleman got a lot of time. How do you sort of consider him in that mix for that other spot, and what have you seen from him?
Well, Kurt's done a good job. He's a veteran guy. He's been a good special teams player in the league. He doesn't make the same mistake twice. He works real hard, studies real hard, asks good questions. So he's done a very nice job.
What did you glean from what you saw from the first team defense?
Oh, we got a lot of work to do. I mean, we challenged them. We were all right. But we got a lot of work to do.
Your first game, albeit a preseason game as a head coach, was there ever a moment where you kind of paused and said, you know, hey, I made it, or any moment or anything? Or
No, I was. Actually, knock on wood, it went fairly smooth as far as, you know, the decisions that I had to make for the most part. Just try and do your best. I wish I wouldn't have kicked the field goal, but because we had good field position, we were playing good on defense, and I was trying to – I got greedy maybe, but, you know, I thought he could make it.
What were your impressions of Gerald Hodges? He seemed to make a few plays out there in the second half.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't notice. I mean, it's hard – and I'm not trying to give you coach speak, really. I'm not, because if I noticed him, I would tell you, but I'm so involved in the game that it's hard for me to, especially, I know what's going on in defense, but I'm trying to figure out where we're going next and, you know, what plays. I didn't see a lot of guys making mistakes, so that's a good thing.
Is there any concern with those guys that are dealing with some of those injuries? I mean, it's four safeties and two corners, so it's hitting the secondary pretty hard.
Yeah, well, Crocker will play some next week, and I think those guys will be getting back fairly soon.
Is that an injury with Chris, or is that just because he...
No, you know, just because he came in on Tuesday or whatever day it was. I just didn't want to throw him out there right now.
In a preseason game like this, particularly the first one, how do you kind of weigh what you see from the starters, even if it's only in, you know, 7-10 minutes of work compared to an entire game as a whole?
Well, that's a good question because... it's important that the guys that go out there first, whoever they end up be, that we kind of set the tempo and, you know, it's pretty much goods on goods. And with us not scrimmaging against each other, it kind of is a good gauge of where we're at. I think the second half we got a little bit sloppy. You know, we got sacked a bunch of times and we didn't get any sack. We didn't rush the quarterback good. So those are all be points of emphasis this next week, and I haven't done any of the practice schedules for next week, you know, the content of the schedules, because I want to see where we're at as a football team before, you know, I just say, hey, let's work on the run this week, or let's work on, I want to make sure I find out where we're at as a football team. And we'll evaluate it all tomorrow as coaches sit down, kind of figure out what we need to get this football team where it needs to be, and go from there.
When you see what McKinnon did, you say, hey, you know, we got something here. I imagine you had to be impressed with how he looked.
Yeah, except catching the punts. Yeah, we're not going to – he probably won't catch punts next week. But other than that, he did a very nice – you know, Jarek is – he's got great acceleration. He's got great hands. He's tough. He's thick. He's powerful. And, it showed.
Talk about the importance of communication to your team throughout the week down in Mankato. Can you talk about how they responded in that facet of the game, and was there maybe one or two guys that stepped up in that department?
Actually, there was a lot of guys. This is a good football team that cares, and even at the end of middle of the game, end of the game, the guys that weren't playing, they were all standing around, you know, wanting to know what the offensive call, what the defensive call, listening to things I was telling players. I'm proud of him in that fact.
Smart Steven catch your eye at all?
Well, he's kind of like Gerald. I know how many plays he played and all that, but I couldn't tell you really how he played.
A little more out in the open anyway.
Yeah. Well, Prater, he did some good things. You know, there was a 3rd and 16. He didn't sink much, and a guy almost caught the ball on us. So, I mean, those are the kind of things I see a lot. But Sean's a tough kid. He's been with me before in Cincinnati, and he'll go out and he'll compete and fight all day long. So, I don't think in coverage in the back end we're tight enough on a few of those throws. So we got to start. We got to work on contesting. You know, like I said, the first day I was here, we got to contest catches better than what we did. We got to rush a quarterback better than what we did.
Teddy obviously got a lot of playing time tonight. What's the biggest thing you want him to take away from his first experience?
Experience. He was excited to play, but there was little bitty things that he needs to smooth out and, you know, just get a little bit more composed. So, but that comes with getting out there on the field. You know, he was pretty pumped up for him, you know, so he'll be fine. He'll be even a lot better next week.
All right.
All righty.